Evening of listening. Parfait. Eh ben, j'espère bien.
C'est qui ce soir?
The evening of listening to.
You can smile if you want.
Okay, so we begin. Just a few words to tell you what's going to happen in the second evening of listening here in Cerisy. First, Nicolas is going to explain you the whole project of Venezia News of the World. Then Cedric is going to make you listen some example of what have been sent to us people from here and there in the world. We conceived this evening as a test also, because we really don't know what's going to happen in Venezia this August. So I wanted to test it in a small scale with you, and your reaction after that will be precious for us. So I leave you the floor, as Nicolas said. Excuse me. Au boulot.
The Capitol of the United States,
During the COVID.
Yeah, yes.
Just before the lockdown in 2020. So, did you discover the...
It's the second day that I've been indoors all day, and it's 10 o'clock at night, so I thought this might be a safe time to come out. I'm walking on First Avenue at the moment, up by 70th Street. So I'm walking down towards York Avenue now. I think it might be a bit quieter there, though the hospitals are there too, so maybe it's not such a good idea.
No, I am not having a
problem.
People are generally walking by me, keeping the distance. It's a very weird feeling, this.
Sorry, the recording is more than 6 minutes, so we don't have time to... The second one is made by Pablo Guidres, which is a field recording, musician and artist. And it's natural sound. It's made with an hydrophonic microphone, recording on the surface of an Icelandic glacier.
Thank you.
is made by Daniele Virgilio. The title is Questo Singolo Suono.
Singolo? This single sound?
Questo Singolo Suono.
This is this single sound.
Yes. And Daniele is an architect, urban planner, and is a composition. So I'll let you discuss it. Of memory in her sound works. You will listen, it's a storytelling used in French. It's a news from the past, including the Eclair Laboratories, which were in charge of developing the film, a filmmaker of work recently.
Lexique. Et la laboratoire est clair.
Alors, Épinay sur scène du cinéma.
Le studio Éclair, c'est un endroit mythique de la ville.
Anticalorique. Filtre en verre, arrêtant les rayons infrarouges.
Mais je suis jamais rentré dedans.
Buse. Partie d'une essuyeuse.
On était soudés.
B-E.
On était une famille.
Bobine. Décès. Brillant. Côté support. Une pellicule, badge, carte passe, blanc, éclairé par la lumière du jour.
Je commandais la pellicule, les boîtes, les noyaux, aussi bien les fournitures de bureau,
cadrage, bordure d'une image, encadrement d'une image sur le film.
Développeur,
ouvrier travaillant sur une développeuse. Il n'y a pas de femmes, pas de femmes, de femmes qui font ce métier.
Enveloppe permet de révéler l'image argentique.
Inactinique. Enveloppe.
Inter-négatif.
Le sachet qui contient la pellicule.
Kinescopage.
Son analogique.
Son partie d'une pellicule en polystère sur laquelle on couche la gélatine.
Méthode additive. Méthode soustraction. Kinescopage. Kinescopage.
Partie obscure. Du laboratoire.
L'enseigne ici, c'est quelque chose qui est mondialement connu. Ça, c'est une certitude. Mais qu'est-ce que vous faisiez à l'intérieur? Les gens ne savent pas, en fait. Est-ce que les gens savent que des dizaines de
So we go to the next one. The next one is from Guillaume Loisillon. The title is Nothing is Really Useless. Guillaume Loisillon is a compositor, a composer, an independent musician. He is attracted to new artistic experiment, electronic music, some art, improvisation, poetry, installation, net art. So I'll let you discover.
Cette nuance qui rapproche la nature vivante de la nature inanimée. Elle se fait connaître dans la réunion de la pierre et du métal. Et dans celui-ci, ce principe de vie se déploie encore avec plus d'énergie. L'aimant est plus énergiquement vivant qu'un être vivant. Extraordinaire qui sert à lier le genre des végétaux et celui des animaux. L'aimant est, continue cet auteur, comme le polype, susceptible d'être coupé parallèlement ou transversalement à son axe, et chaque partie devient un aimant. Que de telles images naïves de la vie ont cessé d'entraver les véritables efforts de la culture scientifique. Sans cesse, un jeune esprit est repris par les illustrations naïves. Sans cesse, des convictions nées à partir de sensations personnelles viennent bloquer le travail de la démonstration et de l'expérience religieuse.
I'm a gatherer more than a hunter or a fisher. I know all my mushroom territory and all my berry picking areas. My grandpa was a canoe carver, so he knew all the what kind of cedar trees to get as well too. He'd always say, go look for the perfect tree. Look at the certain size, where there's less branches that would be the bottom of the tree, and then you carve out the rest of the canoe. Tree bark was used for clothing and headdresses. baskets, rope, and decorative pieces with flowers. You could also make bailers out of them for your canoe. And headband.
Okay, now the third part of this listening evening, if you please, you can go down to Venezia in the French Pavilion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mille grazie.
Prego.
Merci beaucoup.
Il faut bien parfois. J'attends le silence quand il n'y aura plus rien.
Non, non,